1027. Joburg's hottest breakfast show.
And Reverend Shona, you still don't have power. It's a common thing, isn't it? It goes off and then it doesn't come back on again.
It's a very common thing. So 2 days and counting.
Oh my goodness me, that's a long time.
It is a long time.
This is how I know that you are a master of peace. 2 days without power and she came in the studio dancing.
That's right.
Just like bounding in with such joy.
Yeah,
I would be livid.
I think we've just got used to it.
It's your energy, Reverend.
That is the sad thing. You do get used to things, don't you?
That's true. You know adapt.
What I mean? Anyway, what are we talking about this morning?
Today I'm looking at antonyms or opposites.
Mm.
So I've been looking at how many words that are opposites have the same number of letters in them. Oh. For example, and I'm only going to list a few, Tony.
Okay.
Permanent and temporary, 9 letters. Hate and love, 4 letters. Friends and enemies, 7 letters. And then you can do the maths now. Positive and negative, right and wrong, rich and poor, pass, fail, and my best knowledge and ignorance. Now these are all antonyms, and as I said, they have the same number of letters, and it reminds me of life. For me, life is often like a two-sided coin, and the way it lands depends, to a large extent, obviously the external factors, but to a large extent on the decisions we make, our response to circumstances, our attitude, and our outlook. Psychologists tell us we can only blame our parents, Bunny, until we're 20. Or in our 20s. Then we have to take responsibility for our actions. And I picked on Bunny because she's the youngest here.
Yeah, well, I don't blame my parents at this age.
It's why so many spiritual leaders push mindfulness. We need to check, are we present and making deliberate decisions, or are we just letting life pass us by in a blur? We need to choose carefully. We definitely can't always choose what happens to us, but we can choose how we respond. Our attitude impacts on so much. One of the sayings people say is your cup half full or half empty? I say nonsense. Our cup's been continually refilled. And so are we prepared to tip over and let that energy, that love, that goodness, that forgiveness, that grace flow out unlimited to others because we are being continually refilled? And the last thing, do we celebrate life? I journey with several people who have been diagnosed as terminally ill, and it always brings me back to celebrating life. In fact, I said to one the other day, I've not come to help you die, but to help you live. Mm. And he said, quite sarcastically, you remind me of my hospice nurse, who says that she hates people who wake up in the morning and says, oh no, so say it's a Thursday, 2 more days till the weekend, instead of saying, great, thank you God, we still have another day. Mm. And so let's celebrate today. If you have a moment, breathe, be still, and celebrate life. Celebrate you and how far you've come. Celebrate your courage, your strength, your resilience, your rebound factor, your love, your compassion. Celebrate grace. Don't focus on the challenges or the negative today. Focus on what you've already achieved. So let's celebrate life together. Celebrate your love, celebrate your loved ones, and celebrate you. May God bless you.
Thank you, Shona.
Thank you, Reverend.
So on Sunday, 6 o'clock, sunrise with Shona, what are you focusing on?
I actually want to look at munching sheep, and I'm going to leave it there.
What?
Well, there's a parable about sheep and the shepherd and munching grass.
Okay, so munching sheep on Sunday with Shona.
And there's a way that people can get in touch with you, Shones, isn't there? Because
there is, yes.
We're always listening to your wisdom, and some people often have questions. How can they reach you?
Shona at hot1027.co.za.
Oh, John's, no, stop it now.
Don't type an email.
The listeners.
She's sitting right next to you.
Joburg's hottest breakfast show. Weekday 6 to 9 on Hot 1027.